This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melodio Reyes. Date of birth, December the 4th, 1961. Case ID number is 4482834. Date of exam, December the 27th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Med Security Institution dated 1/6/2021 and a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/11/22. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old divorced male with two grown children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased hearing with hearing aids, comma, glaucoma, comma, and a left leg shorter than the right leg and bilateral knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked in the shipyards and as a welder for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his brother and sister-in-law in a trailer house. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased hearing of both ears with a history of hearing aids. Number two, glaucoma. Number three, history of left leg being shorter than the right leg, secondary to a fibula fracture, and a right femur fracture in the 1980s. Allegation number one, decreased hearing. The claimant states that since the 1980s, he has had difficulty with hearing and has had hearing aids given to him. He was in a motor vehicle accident and injured his brain as well as sustaining bilateral hearing loss. No surgeries have been performed, and at the present time, he is wearing hearing aids that are malfunctioning. He is using the Beltone hearing aids at this time. We had difficulty carrying on the conversation because he does have difficulty in hearing from both ears. His condition is stable, but he needs to have new hearing aids given to him. Allegation number two, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2010, they told him that he has suspected glaucoma and was having difficulty seeing. He has also had trauma secondary to a motor vehicle accident. The claimant has difficulty with both eyes and is not wearing glasses at this time. He states his night vision and his peripheral vision is poor. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. He states that the dog destroyed his glasses and does not have glasses to correct his vision at this time. It was noted in the medical records that his vision was 20/400. OS was 20/400, and his vision may be worse than what we think. Allegation number three, left leg shorter than the right leg, secondary to a left fibula fracture and a right femur fracture in the 1980s. The claimant states that he was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained a fracture of the right hip and the left fibula. Open reduction internal fixation was performed in both areas, and x-rays were taken to confirm the diagnosis that he did have fractures. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 4 hours, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a broom, buttons clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. His medications include ibuprofen 200 milligrams BID and Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which do give him relief. At the present time, he helps to cut the grass and walks around the house. His condition appears to be healed and stable at this time. Family history. His father died in his 70s. He does not know of what. His mother died at 84 from complications of diabetes mellitus. Medications, none. Medical problems, hypertension, hypoacusis of both ears, questionable glaucoma, not being treated at this time, bilateral knee pain, secondary to possible osteoarthritis, decreased vision, was treated with glasses. However, the claimant states that the dog chewed up his glasses and he may need a replacement of glasses at this time. Major surgeries, right hip area, open reduction, internal fixation of a right femur fracture in the 1980s. Left leg shorter than the right, secondary to also a fibula fracture requiring an open reduction, internal fixation in the 1980s of the left leg. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for 45 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 3 beers per day and has done so for 45 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has used marijuana, cocaine, and crack, he states he used them back in the 1980s. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, or HIV. He does state that he has had some sexually transmitted diseases in the past. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 144 pounds, height 5 feet, 5 1/4 inches, BP 162 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General, this is a ...61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerectris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant does appear to have decreased hearing and difficulty understanding my speech. I had to speak very loud in order to communicate with him. Snell and Vision, OD. Uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last page, after the last sentence? Measurements of the hip to the ankle on the right side was 29 inches and on the left side was 27.5 inch. Also, measurements were taken of the right hip surgical scar, which measured 24 centimeters and was a vertical lateral scar of the right leg. The claimant has a 4 centimeter by 5 centimeter left fibula scar where fracture of the fibula occurred. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. We were unable to carry on an extensive examination and conversation with the claimant secondary to severe hypoacusis of his ears. He did bring the hearing aids with him, but they did not appear to be helping him very much because they were dysfunctional. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right femur area and of the right side and the scar area of his left tibia or fibula area where a fracture occurred in the 1980s. The claimant also has one leg shorter than the other. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally, and the claimant was able to pinch, grasp, and make a full fist of both hands as well as opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays. Of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears, but he does not hear or speak well, secondary to severe hypoacusis of both ears. There is no evidence. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right hip and the left fibula-tibia area, where the claimant sustained fractures in 1980, but these fractures appeared to be well healed and he can function normally. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual acuity, but normal visual fields at this time. He's able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to severe hypoacusis and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to decreased vision and bilateral hypoacusis of both ears. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased hearing of both ears, hypoacusis confirmed with physical examination. The claimant did present with hearing aids, however, they are dysfunctional at this time, and he may need new hearing aids at this time. Number two, glaucoma/decreased vision, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records, and he is not being treated for this condition at this time. The claimant does need prescription glasses, which were destroyed by his dog. Number three, left leg shorter than the right and history of right open reduction, internal fixation of the right femur and the left tibia fibia area of his left knee, which occurred in the 1980s. Confirmed with physical examination. However, the fractures have long since healed, and he has normal function of both legs. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melodio Reyes.